Welcome to Nightlife, a bite-size episode.
Australia's been called the food allergy centre of the world. Research is showing that Melbourne in particular has very high rates of food allergy. What are the reasons? Sophie Scott, the medical reporter for the ABC, is in studio tonight. Sadly for me for the last time, but Soph, good evening.
Hi, Tony. How are you going?
I'm okay. I'm holding
good.
Up.
Good, good, good.
We'll be fine. What's the latest advice about giving babies solids and foods like dairy and nuts?
Yeah, look, this is interesting. There's been a big conference looking at food allergies and allergies in general, and one of the things that they were saying is that Australia has a big high rates of allergies, and Melbourne in particular has high rates of allergies for a number of reasons. It's colder weather, so there's kids have lower levels of vitamin D. The other thing is and we've talked about this before, the hygiene hypothesis, you know, people keeping their kids inside and not letting them go out and play in the dirt. And
get a little dirt in their hands.
Kids on farms have very low levels of allergies for that reason, because they're out in the dirt and playing with animals and that sort of thing. So all those reasons combined is really the reasons why they think that allergy levels are so high. There's also, you know, things have really changed about the information about when parents should give children and babies solid foods, and particularly things like peanuts and eggs and dairy. It used to be that they'd say you need to put it off, but now this conference was being told that really from 6 months, a small amount of those foods is actually could be protective for the babies to get, you know, get some exposure to it at an early age rather than waiting till later.
What about treatments for things like nut allergies? I've seen some people have terrific reactions to it.
Yeah.
If they are vulnerable.
And the thing about nuts is it's in everything as well, especially if you're eating Asian food. I know I've got a couple of friends who are doctors, and if we ever go out for Asian food, they have to carry an EpiPen with them because they couldn't have an allergic reaction. It's just so prevalent.
I remember going to a restaurant one night with a friend from the United States who was here, and he warned them in advance, and they said, no, that's not a problem because the cake is definitely made on the premises. Well, he took one bite out of it, and there was a medical emergency at the table.
Yeah, look, I think Australians are becoming, and certainly restaurants and cafes are definitely a lot more aware now that when people say they have an allergy, it's not just that they don't like that food. It actually can be a medical emergency. So people luckily take it a lot more seriously. There's also some pretty good research coming out from places like the Murdoch Children's and other places looking at ways to overcome allergies. And so there's some pretty promising stuff on the horizon. But until that, you know, really flows out, avoidance is really the key.
And vitamin D is handy.
Exactly. Get out in the sun. Mm.
Swinging the hips, some interesting new research about elite golfers and their hips. What have they found?
Yeah, look, I thought this was a fun study. It was.
Is this the chicken or the egg,
and it started off because elite golfers and golfers in general often have hip pain. So researchers from the University of Warwick wanted to look at why golfers had hip pain. So they went out while golfers were on the course and actually did MRI scans. And what they found was that the shape of the ball of their hip was actually a different shape to us mere mortals. It was an egg shape rather than a circular shape. And that was impacting how they were actually swinging their hips and getting the follow through. And it was much more likely that they'd have this different shape, and that could be the reason that they might be good golfers because of the different shape, or they might have developed that. We're not really sure whether it's the chicken or the egg, but it's fascinating to think that the structure of the body could make such a big difference. Yeah.
What are the implications for that?
I think the next step is to work out what comes first. Have they developed this different shape in their hip from playing so much golf, or were they born that way and drawn to that sport because of the fact of the structure of their body? So if they were, you could potentially identify good golfers very early on by looking at their hips and saying, wow, if you've got this particular shaped hip, you're much more likely to be an elite golfer. And these are elite golfers, the top of the ranks. So, yeah, it's fascinating seeing that sport and science interact like that.
So if you're wanting to know which sport to choose for the kid, have them x-rayed first.
Well, all sports good and all exercise is good, but it's just interesting to see now it's becoming so specific about you have certain hips, you should be a golfer.
Happy trails. Thanks so much,
Tony,
for the input. See you soon.
No tears.
Sophie Scott is the ABC's medical reporter and writes a blog on health at sophiescott.com.au.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.